Absolutely.
Copy. Anything else?
Nope, that'll do. Thanks so much.
Copy. Thank you.
1444.
To 9111. I'm going to be leaving here right now, and I'll let you know when I'm in that district.
Okay. Just when you're heading over there, it's not priority. Will you check out the stop at 33rd and Killingsworth? Apparently a lady urinated in it.
33rd and Killingsworth. I'll check it out.
Thank you. That was westbound at 1448.
2513. 2513. SRT team signing off for today. Thank you.
Thanks. At 1449.
Special instructions, advisories, including landscapers out here on the blue line. Have a great night.
I copy that. You have a great one, too. Thank you.
Thanks. At 1456.
Okay. 25 westbound in the 4 approaching Washington Park. Can I have a supervisor at Beaverton Transit Center? Code from a lead car, someone's leaning up against the ramp request button. I've made 2 announcements and still doing it. It's lead car, second ramp, so doors 5 and 6.
Aye, copy. I have a supervisor at Sunset, so just keep an eye out for them there. 9501.
9501, copy.
Thank you. 1457.
Thanks, kind of figured that.
9573.
9573.
He's now off the train and hopefully walking off our property so you can run the red line.
All right, thank you. 45 on a proper.
Copy.
And for Green Line Train, that'll be notching up from Gateway 2 Division. Gateway 2 Division. It's 1502.
Train 25.
Yeah, 25 letting you know I'm out of Sunset now since 9501 doesn't have a radio working.
Okay, I copy. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. 1506.
Train 43, relief.
Train 43.
Good afternoon, operator 20440, signing with our copy train order, SIM at Whiskey 760, ready to roll.
I'm on a blowdown. I'd like to move this over to storage 1I.
You're clear for your move to 1I.
Copy that. On the move.
1516.
This is Route 205. to dispatch. Route 205 to dispatch.
The station agent would like to speak to you on channel 7 when you have a chance.
You get back to the yard. I think it's fine. It's just hard to tell. I mean, I can smell it, but it's not real, real strong.
All right, what was that bus number again?
3617.
Okay, so the truck is out in Hillsboro. If that bus that you feel isn't safe to go, then we just need to get it to Merlo for a new bus. So let me know, what you guys think there.
9110, okay. Give me a second, I'm going to double check something else.
All right, thanks. 1530.
Fresh green parallel walk, sound warning, proceed when safe.
Copy,
40, this guy should be clear, he's dragging it. Cart in the suitcase somewhere. Not really sure. It looks like they're moving toward the end of the platform, so.
1040, I copy. Power for the course.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank you. 1531.
2668. It worked. Thank you.
All right, 2668. You have a great day out there at 1532.
Thank you. You too.
9112, Gresham.
What's going on?
We needed someone to do one loop on the blue.
I don't know if I can. What time does that start?
4:20. Done at 9.
648.
648.
In here at switch Y21, do I have a window of time to make an adjustment to the switch, take it out of service? I need about 45 minutes.
Yeah, 21. I'm not going to be able to do it today. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're clear. 1534.
424. Okay, 424. What best I can tell you is because all of the grocery pickup locations are in the parking garage, and that's a 7-foot clearance, so I don't think you're going to make it in there. So my best advice at this point is to park on 20th Avenue, and I'll just let them know that you're there.
Copy. Thank you, dispatch.
Just as close to the parking garage entrance as you can, please. And just going to stand there on the entrance if you can.
Copy that.
This is 506. Her granddaughter said she's not here today, so they will be canceling their ride.
And this is 6446, is that correct?
I could barely hear you. Would you repeat again, please?
And this is event ID 6446, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, I'll get that information punched in for you.
Thank you. 506 out.
9114, stand by 1 second. 9109.
9109, Hollywood.
Oh, can you go over there and talk to 7734, please? He was just involved with a bus hit him. A car hit him. He exchanged information and rolled.
I just saw him drive through here, and now he's left. Is he holding for me?
Yeah, I'm going to have him hold, because he apparently gets off at 82nd and Max.
I copy.
All right, and 9112?
12, I copy.
Thank you.
9109.
9109, go ahead.
Okay, so this is that 77 that failed to let you guys know right away that he was involved. Is that the deal?
Correct. Thank you. And 9114?
Yeah, there is an illegally parked car, what you told me, and this car doesn't have plates. It's a Dodge, a gray Dodge. Stratus?
A1, safe to do so. Can you contact the station agent on Channel 7?
23 copy, yeah. Contact the station agent on affordable. Thank you.
Thank you. At 1546.
Kilo X-ray Zulu?
Yes.
Okay. I owe a Dodge Stratus. Okay. I will, get it called in.
Okay, thanks.
I do. You may already be aware that your bus is in fallback. Go ahead and put in overhead code 886, drop only. Your leader is, or your follower is right behind you. Once you get to the layover, do a 5-minute bat reset, okay? Negative. But the bottom line is drop only, battery reset at end of line.
Train 48, relief.
48?
48, operator 4888, sign in with train orders at W760.
48, I copy, welcome. Clear tracks currently on the red. Have yourself a good day.
I copy, clear tracks on the red, and have a good afternoon.
Thank you, too. And train 23.
Alright, I think 13 is closer at this time. That's okay. Okay, 9113, can you give me a call up here, please?
I copy.
Is that bus in a safe location?
Yeah, but there's just quite a few people on this bus, and until we figure out what's going on here, I wouldn't mind getting them on their way. It looks like we got one coming up soon, according to my transit tracker.
Yeah, it looks like he's not too far from Hollywood now.
Well, I'm trying to call you.
This is 506. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, 506. This is Charlie. How long are you wanting to work?
Oh, I was figuring maybe another hour or two past my scheduled time, if possible.
Okay, I sure can. Do you want one or two?
Two would be fine, thank you.
You're welcome. I will get that updated for you out at 1557.
8350?
Good afternoon. 9428 and 9426 are on the air until midnight.
Thanks. 1558. Thank you. 1601.
I just had a little guy kind of fell after he got off the ramp. He said he's okay.
Okay, so was he boarding or deboarding the bus when he fell?
Deboarding the bus.
Okay, and he said he's okay. You don't see any visible injuries or anything on him, do you?
No, he just got caught up going off the ramp with his little carrier.
All right, copy that. Okay, if he doesn't need any more further assistance from you, you can go ahead and roll as soon as he's clear. Thanks for letting me know. I'm going to have you go ahead and do a report for this, okay?
Okay, I'm cleared. He's off the bus and already walking and talking.
All right, well, you have a great day. Yeah, 1502.
9114, track of a sound sensor, go ahead.
I just want you to know I called that car in.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Thank you. And, 1602.
Well, I'm currently at Macros.
Affirmative.
I copy, I'm on my way.
All right, have yourself a good day out there. 40 copy, clear tracks on the red line. You too, have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you.
1605. 9113.
Okay,
I have operator 210 51. We're going to go to 44th and Broadway.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I'm sure you know, just have him give us a ready for service and we'll get him filled in.
Okay, he copies.
Thank you. 1406.
22 copy, also at 7.
9569 IRQ, or Rose Quarter.
Can you head up to 7th and be ready? I may need to offload 23.
9569, I copy. I'll head that way.
44, I'll need a call from OCC before proceeding.
44, copy.
9110.
My radio cut out. Last call, go ahead.
9110.
9110, go ahead.
Hey, I got a call to come out to the Progress Park and Ride. I guess there's construction going on 217, and we got some trucks that are blocking our stop here. Stop ID 9169. We're not going to close the stop right now because we're trying to get a hold of the company and see if we can get these trucks moved for tomorrow. But can we just send out a message to the 45s and 62s, and I think there's maybe a 92 out there, maybe one or two of them later in a little bit here. Just be mindful of customers here. I'm not going to put a temp stop up, and I'm not going to actually close the stop yet. I just want to let the buses know to kind of be mindful if they see anybody that wants to board, or if anybody wants to get off, they can just stop prior to the trucks.
And you said that was the Progress parking ride? That's the one right across from Washington Square, right?
That's affirmative, yeah. The 45, 62, and then I know the 92s only run during, it's just their peak times. And it's the one, yeah, it's a stop right across from Washington Square.
Okay, I'll get a message out now. Thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And for red, blue, and green line trains, we're unable to proceed eastbound at this time. Got somebody who threw an object on the overhead wires up at 60th. We're working on getting OCS down there to remove it with a hot stick, but they're about 15 minutes away. So bear with us. We'll get you guys going as soon as we can. I'll get you updates when we get them. 1610.
23 at
7. Now, if you don't have a relief anyway, I may just offload you, stick you in a double tree. We can just get you east as soon as we're open back up. That way we can open up some spaces on holiday for some of these trains that need to hold.
23, that works for me.
9569.
This is 918 at 5th and Davis.
How can I help you?
You may have already been called about this, but there's a guy on 5th and Gleason laying in the sidewalk. He doesn't look like he's breathing. So I was wondering if we should... I was just letting you know that in case you wanted to call the police.
Yeah, you're not there anymore, so we can't tell. I mean, if you ever suspect that somebody might be dead, it'd probably be a good idea to stop the bus and take a closer look. Just for future reference.
Yeah, I'm looking back at it, and there's somebody, like, leaning over him, and he's not getting up or anything.
Okay, so somebody else is there with him?
Yeah, it looks like there's somebody leaning over him, but when I looked at him, I didn't see any signs of him breathing, so. Yeah.
Okay, and this is 5th and Gleason?
Yeah, 5th and Gleason, it's the southeast corner of 5th and Gleason.
All right, copy that. Thank you. 1612.
205.
This is 205, go ahead.
Thank you, 205. This is Charlie. I'm just calling to find out where you're at on your manifest.
I'm getting ready to drop off pick up customer 5056. I'm right in front of her location right now as we speak, Claire.
Okay, so you're at Trader Joe's now?
10-4 on that.
Okay, copy that. Thank you so much. Out at 1614.
Yeah, you have a good evening, 205 Claire. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Greg. Thank you.
44 is holding at 7.
Hey, everybody stand by, please.
917.
917.
Yes, I'd like to enter the Lincoln substation and take it offline, please.
8736 Pound Garage.
8736, go ahead.
Hey, I am covering this run between now and 1936. I was wondering where he wanted me to cut in. My best guess is just started at Gateway at 1650 on time.
You have guessed correctly. Just hit the Gateway, I'll get the block sent to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, 1619.
Special then?
Okay, Rock Code 33, clear to select, proceed on a proper SOP as needed up to 7. And then you can select from OCC into the special events track.
Copy, clear to SOP as needed up to 7, and selecting to with the 33 into special events at OCC.
1621.
4. From Fairview.
Well, I think they're like a mile difference. I think the turn off is exit 17.
For the layover?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put this in his left. We'll get him out on the on 84.
Are you doing it now? I don't believe so. We'll see if we can get this removed, but we're getting to a point here where we may. But for now, no.
Well, yeah, I copy. I'll hold that old town when I get there.
1623.
Yeah, I just had a mirror strike on my right side.
Okay, and what did we come into contact with?
It was a parked car on the right side of the bus lane.
Okay, copy that. All right. Is the owner of the parked car there?
Not at the moment. I just pulled over, so I was out of traffic and called you immediately. I do have a bus full of people. Do you want me to have them move up to the next stop?
Are you on the streetcar tracks?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Yeah, on the parked car, we got to do things differently. So put on your four ways. I'm going to get a realtor visor to you as soon as possible.
Okay, copy that, and have customers move.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay, and if the train comes up behind me, do you want me to go ahead and move into the left lane?
For now, no. I might call you back, so stay by your radio.
Okay, copy that.
1625.
48 at Old Town.
I'll need you to hold there.
9472.
Multnomah and Wheeler.
9472, I got your mechanical rolling. What's wrong with your bus?
Besides the handset issue, evidently, there is a low oil check engine and stop engine light that came on 4 times altogether on the freeway. Because of traffic, if I drop below 25, it's shut off. So it's off at the moment, but someone might want to check me at North Terminal or something.
Yeah, let's go ahead and try to get to North Terminal. We'll have the truck look at you there, okay?
All right, just about to go across the steel bridge, so.
At 1628.
674.
All right, I see you moved to Ankeny. Did the owner of the other car come out?
No, I was actually going to contact you. The train was honking at me to get out of the way, so I went ahead and turned off here, put on my hazards, so I was out of the way. And if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and walk over to that car and at least get a license plate and see if anybody's over there.
No, we don't want to abandon the bus, so stay with the bus. Road supervisor's on the way, so just hang tight.
Okay, copy that.
1629.
Train 81 standing by at 6908.
Okay, thanks. 1629.
It's my normal.
Affirmative. Normal. Downtown. Route code 47.
Train 23.
Hey, Jake, I just got back. What's going on?
9552.
9552.
9552, does that mean I'm clear of the turn back at Gateway?
That's affirmative.
Copy.
Thanks, at 1631. 9528.
28, clear 60th, headed back for Gateway.
All clear, thanks. At 1632.
1632.
9910.
Good evening, on shift until 0230.
I copy. Thank you.
Train 41, call back.
Downtown on 1st Avenue, 6th Avenue, due to the incident at 60th. So be patient, watch your signals, and we'll get you all back on time at some point here, I hope. It's 1634.
Got two more sets of moves for you. Come see me, please.
Copy that. 1634.
I copy here. I'm seeing with 674.
9016.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
7504. Lombard and Burlington.
Hey, what's going on out there?
I have no idea, but the 4 that was two buses up in front of the 16 was there for 6 minutes. I don't know, they finally just cleared.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, it could have been an 88 secure minute. I don't know. I'll try to find out. Thank you. 1637.
405 St. John's layover.
Hey, 405, what was the delay there on Lombard?
Oh, man. This lady got on with the scooter. And she just absolutely doesn't know how to use it. And she wouldn't, giving her instructions, she just wouldn't comply with them. And then I had to physically, like, swing the back of her scooter to get her to make the turn. And then halfway going through, her power went out. Now she wants bus 20. I don't know what's going on. I just got her on to clear the road. Now I'm going to deal with her.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I figured it was something like that. So yeah, you know, the 20 is downtown, so she's going to have to get downtown to get that.
Yeah, I'm aware. I don't know, she says she wants 20, but then she says she wants a store. She doesn't do all this until, you know, we start the process. And, you know, when you're going through St. John's and you're so close to Safeway, I always ask people, are you sure you want bus 4? Because, you know, I end at Safeway. And she said yes, and then once I got her on, I don't think she knows what she wants, so I'm still trying to figure that out. But yeah, that took 9 minutes just to clear the intersection.
Yeah, copy that. All right, hang in there. If you need more help with that, just let me know. I'll be clear, 1639.
Yeah, and ID 130. Like I said, I can clear this bus. Can I just, what do you want to do with this vehicle? The operator wants to know where she needs to go.
Yeah, she just needs to start her run on time. And, right there at Lewis and Clark at 447.
Is Route 205, go ahead.
Thank you, 205. This is Charlie. I heard you on the radio, but I was on the phone, so I did not hear what you said.
Well, Charlie, I said I dropped off customer 5077, and I'm heading to the yard. Claire?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And what time did you drop off 5077?
About, let's see, 1638.
Claire? Copy that. Thank you so much. I've gone ahead and updated the manifest.
Roger that. You have a great evening, Charlie. Greg's out at 1642. Bye.
Thank you, Greg. You have a wonderful evening, too, out at 1642.
You'll be clear for that.
Copy that. On the move.
1642.
9472.
Disregard. 1644. And hold train 23, operator 20720.
20720 on
23. I'll call you train 99. And if you can put it 01, we're just going to keep out of service and have you just pull that consistent to River Junction when you get there.
99, and I did not realize I was supposed to remain out of service. I haven't sat picking people up.
Oh, okay, so to let you know that you're out of service. So we'll just, I'll meet you at, actually at Gateway. We'll have them offload you there.
Copy, I will change my ID to 99 and offload to Gateway. Thank you.
Thanks. And 9552.
9552, Gateway.
If you can upload 23 real quick, shouldn't be very many people. Actually, disregard. I'm going to have to do that Ruby Junction. Train 23, we'll upload you out Ruby Junction. We have a move on right behind you.
Copy. I will offload Ruby Junction. Do you happen to know what I can put in the Haku so that it says I'm going to Ruby Junction, not Russian?
Train 48, I got a passenger emergency. Someone just jumped off my train. I'm in the curves eastbound approaching Hollywood.
And train 48, I'll show you out with your portable and your vest to reset your retina.
48, copy, yeah. And he's clear of the tracks right now, but there's a train coming, so just be on the lookout.
All right, A6, keep an eye out for a trespasser. Have to go restrict.
Train 86, I see the train up there, and I'll go restrict its speed, thanks.
Thanks. At 1646. And for train 99, your pocket code will be 212 when you get to Gateway for Ruby Junction.
Copy, 212. Appreciate it.
Thanks. And 9519.
19, Cleveland.
I reset the red knob. I now have a bridge deploy light for that door because he went out of the door after pushing the bridge plate. I don't know how to get that clear.
4568, Vermont and 32nd.
4568, I got your service info request. How can I help?
Yes, on my last trip into town, I happened to notice that section of street, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, the one that has the official reroute, was back open. Do you want me to continue to take the reroute?
Is this a short-term reroute in your pouch, or is it a long-term hard copy reroute?
It's short-term, one on the green piece of paper. I believe it's Troy and 40th.
Okay, stamp it 1 second. Is that the one to Portland City Center, regular to Garden Home and 40th? Left 40th, that one?
That be the one.
Well, according to my paper, it doesn't start until Tuesday. Do you have one that says it starts sooner?
Mine's item 87144, effective 7 to 5, Thursday, January 13th through Friday the 14th.
Oh, there it is. Okay, apparently they're redoing it on starting Tuesday, so... Let's see, 7 to 5. Yeah, let's just do, you don't have any stops, though. So go ahead and do the regular route if you don't have any stops. Sometimes if they have, you know, alternate stops, they don't want you to do a regular route, but you can do the regular.
All right, thank you very much for your help. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great day at 1551.
469.
469, how can I help you?
Okay, well, we have a problem. This is my first week back on day shift in 4 years, and I've been fighting to stay awake, and in fact, I took a nap out at St. Helens before we driving back here so I could do this safely. On the way back here, after I talked to you last, I had to throw a loud and verbal couple off, and I'm at the end of my leash. I cannot drive safely any further, period.
All righty. Let's go ahead and have you hold there then at Jefferson and 5th, and we'll have a supervisor come and meet with you and figure it out from there.
That's hunky-dory. There's no way. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1655.
82.
71, ready?
82. 9912. Inbound, Southeast Main and Millport.
9112, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I have a female passenger on board, and she boarded the bus. I believe it was northbound on McLaughlin at Courtney, and I think she left her wallet there, so I don't know if we have any 33s coming up to that stop, if they may be able to take a look.
I can do that. Just have her call customer service in about 30 minutes or so, and they'll have the information if we find it.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pat. 1359.
Affirmative. And when you get to Gateway, the APACA code is 427.
All right, and then train 47, I'm going to change my APACA to route code 427 at Gateway.
Yep, APACA 427, and your route code will be 65. Thanks. That's 1701.
All right, Gateway, westbound operator 8207, signed in, train orders.
When this operator gets to center, do you want her to get another bus?
Yes, affirmative, and I will call the spotter and let him know. So hopefully they'll have one for him, for them, yes.
All right, I copy.
Thank you.
1721.
Okay, but I can use live trains in the yard now, correct?
Yeah, 648, that's affirmative. I was only working on Y-21, and that one is good to go. So, yes, you can move whatever trains you need to.
Thank you.
1725.
Crossing inspection from air cargo to Cascades on the red line. And that, have yourself a good trip.
43 copy, crossing inspection, air cargo to Cascades. You have a good night too. Thank you.
Thank you. 1738. And trains, 7.
7, watching your signals.
I copy. Yeah, when you get up to BTC, can you make announcements from BTC to library for anyone needing the red line to board your train, transfer at gateway?
Affirmative.
Yeah, excellent, thank you. And 9594.
West on Division at 37. I'm reporting at Chavez stop. Passengers got off the bus and a man jumped out from the shelter like he was going to attack them, waving his arms and lunging towards the passengers screaming. He continued to scream. He didn't hit them, but he's out of control and he's scared those two people and I think that somebody needs to go talk to him. Talk to that pedestrian that's hanging out in the shelter.
So is he camping in the shelter? Like, does he have belongings and stuff there, or is he just there currently?
No, I didn't see any sign of camping in the shelter.
And you said that was Division and Cesar Chavez inbound?
Correct, inbound.
And do you have a description?
Yeah, he was on my bus earlier, so I remember him. And when he was on my bus, he was also out of control, but we got him off. He's a white male, probably about 5'8", medium build. Stringy, brown hair just to his shoulders.
Oh, gosh. His clothing, it was dark colors. That's all I remember. Browns.
All right, copy. We'll have a supervisor check it out. Thank you. 1802.
He managed to get it in neutral so the brakes weren't engaged and manually pushed her on board. Yeah, again, it took him like 11 minutes or so. I don't know how to get her mobility device into neutral, so I can't really move it.
All right. Yeah, SOP, he was not supposed to push that. We're not to have multiple mobility devices on the bus unless they're operable and the person can maneuver them their own. So she doesn't know how to get it in neutral either?
That is correct. Not really much help in any regard.
All right, well, I don't want to tie you up because you need to be pulling out now. If she is still on there when you get back down to Jefferson and 5th at 8:41, we'll have a supervisor come meet you. Or maybe they will be willing to see if they can find how to get it in neutral and so that she can roll down the ramp.
Okay, yeah. My understanding is she got on, went all the way to St. John's, and then she rode all the way from St. John's to downtown. So that'll be her second trip to downtown, I guess, and second trip to St. John's.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if she has an issue with it, you can explain to her that she technically should not have gotten on the bus with a dead battery, and we're not obligated to injure ourselves by trying to push her off the bus with a dead battery. And then if she can figure out how to get her own piece of equipment in neutral, she's more than welcome to deboard off the bus whenever she would like. But we're not going to put you or any other TriMet employee in harm's way of injuring themselves.
Okay. At which point on the way back to downtown should I check in about this issue?
When you get to Jefferson and 5th, you have a 19-minute layover. That's more than enough time for a supervisor downtown to get to you to see if they can help out.
Okay, thanks for all the help. I appreciate all the advice. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. 1817.
83, I copy SIS and MAIS. Thank you. Have a good night as well.
9119.
9119.
Good evening. I'll be on the air.
Well, good evening. My notes say that I had no 19 today, so yay. Have a good evening.
1819.
7243, there was just a ramp and the coin jam. The coin jam's clear. The ramp, I can't fault the damn thing. She's saying that when she's gone over bumps, it's triggering the alarm. I mean, I can't disprove it. I can't see a cause of why it'd be doing it. It's going well. The stow switches are working. I'd need to run it to test it. So, because that thing's running out late, and I think we'll just get that thing a trade when it's convenient.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Copy.
1841. And 9116?
Go ahead.
Are you with 1803? Sorry, 1802?
Yeah, I'm getting close. You know, when you said 18, so I was looking for 18 site. I didn't know that he was doing the offline 51, so I'm getting close.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you. 1841.
Thank you.
North Willamette Boulevard and Cary Boulevard, eastbound.
Hi, 405. So, I don't know if the supervisor was clear with you, but we've got you to where I guess you have one passenger, you're going to drop them off, and then you're going to pick up your route on time at Jefferson and 5th. Is that correct?
Yeah, the passenger has been dropped off. I am deadheading to downtown now.
All right, and just make sure that your overheads don't have you in service. If you need to manually change it until you get down to Jefferson and 5th where your route information will come back up on your headers, you can do so by going into the CAD.
Okay, just put in the code for like garage or something, or do you have a specific number?
Out of service would probably be the better one.
What number is that code?
Just a moment. 46.
Code 46 will do. Have a great night.
9-1-4.
4567 was just involved in an accident. I'm getting a little more details right this moment. Those are at Shoals Ferry. Well, they're on 121st at Shoals Ferry heading westbound.
9-1-20.
Did you copy that?
Negative. He did pull off.
I'm sorry. 4567, vehicle 3047. They're currently on 121 at Shoals Ferry. Heading south. They were just involved. Sounds like there's no medical, but sounded like it was somebody coming head on.
Okay, we're heading that way.
All right, and 2028.
Unit 677.
677.
677, I've checked the locations that we affected during our inspection today. And I'm not seeing any defects. I know there were some inspections done earlier in the day on some case maintenance out here. So, I like he's tracking time to enter the right-of-way here from PDX pocket all the way to PDX. Just going in and out of the right-of-way to inspect the cases.
I got it. Yeah, this show started at 1831.
677, I copy. Okay.
Thanks. And that's information for Redline Trains. Yeah, tracking time. They're going to be going towards PDX pockets and PDX checking the same cases. They'll clear for you. Keep an eye out for them. at 2032.
Train 87.
Train 87.
Train 87, can you call the signal at Fuller?
87, affirmative. Watch the signal, should be coming up here shortly.
87, copy, thank you.
Yeah, 44, welcome back. Currently just have the signal crew on the red line. They're inspecting signal cases from the PDX pocket to PDX. So just keep an eye out for them and they'll clear free. Have a good rest of your evening.
45 copy, there's going to crew case inspection at PDX pocket to PDX. Have a good rest of the night, sir.
Thank you. 2038.
East, cross east roadway to 3 Charlie Delta and move them up to Alpha Bravo, you say?
Hey, be going up to 3 Charlie to couple to 102, it's on 3 Bravo, so across the walkway there, and then move up to Alpha Bravo position.
Okay, copy that. 212.
Thank you. 2039.
How can I help?
Oh, well, I thought I pushed ready for service. I'm just letting you guys know I was going on the route, but I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You did. You pressed ready for service, and I see that now my partner gave you the block. So thank you, and once again, we really appreciate your help.
Anytime. Appreciate you. Thank you.
That's 2105.
On Ether.
Found at a Renko. If you can't make it out there in time, though, we do have a supervisor that will grab your things for you.
All right, copy. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2216.
All right, copy. Move complete. Thank you. 2020.
Call me out for a red now, please.
All right, copy. Third Morrison for a red now.
2826 Echo Foxtrot. Have a good night.
Compress 2224.
It is not yet active, but as you see, call boards, please stop and call control. Again, flags are going up in preparation for train order 6,
22-24. Alright, copy 667, the call board's now up at eastbound, aggression central, and you're clear the right away, 22-26.
Yeah, I'm here at Cleveland. I'd like to raise call boards here for train order 6.
647 westbound at Cleveland, you're clear to raise the call board, sir.
Copy that. I'll let you know when I have them up.
Thank you.
2227.
840,
yes,
847. Okay, thanks. Have a good night.
You too, bye.
Hey, Rose Quarter.
How firm? Did he say he fits in?
Affirmative. I'll meet with him and pull the train back.
Copy.
Hey, Doctor. 4232.
Trip me again, sir.
Ow. What do you mean, trip you again? Are you not reset yet? You have to push the reset button on the Type 5.
Yeah, 6 and 6, the white vertical, it tripped me again.
You press the reset button?
I'm calling about train order 6 or 5.
I'm calling in regards to train order number 6. I wasn't sure what your guys' destination was this evening.
396, yeah, we're not heading out to Cleveland tonight.
Okay, I copy that. And at this time, all trains on East Air that are going to be affected by train order number 6 have acknowledged it is active. If I miss anyone, give me a call. It's 2239.
Train number 215.
All right, and you've pushed the blue reset button for the ATS activation.
Couple with 404.
Thank you. can you go to Lloyd Center and check out the TVMs and let me know which one is out of service?
I got it.
Couple time test the train lane. Manual release levers are flush. It's
23:45. 4 copy. 514. Are you at Jackson or Pioneer?
9586. I'm at 11. Call out that way.
86, I copy. Thanks. 23:50.